And over the last year, we've been checking in from time to time with artists and musicians, asking the question, what is American music? Today, we'll hear from Aoife O'Donovan. She's an American folk singer and guitarist. She was raised just outside Boston, but spent her summers in Ireland absorbing the music there. She stopped in to speak with us while she promotes her latest album, In the Magic Hour, and we asked her to tell us her quintessential American playlist.
So we'll start with a song from a great record by Tim O'Brien, who's a multi-instrumentalist and vocalist, one of my all-time heroes. And this song is Tim O'Brien featuring Paul Brady, who's one of the great Irish folk singers, and they're doing an old-traditional American folk song called Down in the Willow Garden.
Down in the Willow Garden, where me and my true love did meet. It was there we went a-courting, my love fell off to sleep.
I think that the concept of American music is interesting because America is a pretty young country. There's a lot of great traditional music that comes from America, but a lot of that music has its roots elsewhere as well. And I think this is a great example of real American music sort of coming, the music of Ireland and Scotland kind of coming over here to the Appalachian Mountains and then kind of becoming its own thing. The instruments you hear on this song, I heard a little bit of dobro, I heard some guitar, some double bass, and this sort of unmistakable style of singing that people associate with bluegrass and old-time music, sort of high tenor harmony, that to me, just these really open fifths, this just gorgeous, really raw-sounding vocal stylings that are unmistakably American folk traditions.
My father often told me that money would set me free. If I'd but murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Connolly.
I remember the first time I heard this Lucinda Williams song. I was on tour with my band Crooked Still, and Greg List, the banjo player, played this track, and I thought it was sort of an unlikely Greg List DJ move. It's called Fruits of My Labor.
Baby, see how I've been willing. Velvet curtains on the windows too. Keep the bride and forgiving light from shining through. Baby, I remember all the things we did. We slept together in the blue behind your eyelids, baby.
To me, this is the quintessential American song. It sort of, it kind of illustrates the American dream and what can kind of go wrong in this one way. She's singing about getting out of Texas and kind of going west and trying her luck out west and sort of seeking fame and fortune and getting it. But then something is still missing. I think that's something that a lot of people go through as Americans.
Baby, sweet baby, if it's all the same, take the glory any day over the fame, baby. Sweet baby, I've been crying.
I just think that this is a great song for, you know, not just that, but also just how they're playing it and how they're sort of attacking it and how the sort of the slow groove and just the sort of repetitive nature of the changes and her singing is just, it's unbelievable.
Baby, sweet baby.
If I had to go to a desert island and only bring 5 records. One of them would most definitely be Aeroplane by John Hartford. It's an unbelievable album. And the song that I chose from Aeroplane is the song titled Steam Powered Aeroplane.
Well, I drifted away on a steam-powered aeroplane. Went in the state and I damn near didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered aeroplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aerial plane.
Well, this is sort of a record that came out and was sort of, you know, hippie music back in the day. And it does sound, there's something so loose about it, just the looseness of how they're playing the song. And it's almost silly, but it's so silly that it just kind of comes back around and becomes so beautiful and actually pretty deep, I think, again. Just something about the way he sings those lines and sort of like it's so floaty and bizarre, but so deeply musical. It's fabulous.
Well, I like to be a pilot on a steam-powered airplane. Well, I pull that pilot wheel around and then back again. And I wear a blue hat, yeah, that says steam-powered airplane. Letters go around the rim and then back again.
Also, I feel like I really do picture an aeroplane when I'm listening to that. There's something about it that gives me a visual, conjures up an image of like a creaky old, you know, propeller plane, just sort of kind of teetering in the sky. I think that's maybe how they wanted it to feel. That the rhythm is just so, it's so on the edge, but it's there, it's flying. It's not, you know, you think it's unsteady, but it's actually not. Here's a song from my latest album, In the Magic Hour.
The darkest night I ever seen, it was the night you came to me on your knees whispering, I'm sorry. Keeping time with your heartbeat, I danced along on two left feet. You kissed my cheek and left me on a city street.
I picked this song, it's called Porchlight, and the song, when I wrote the song, I was picturing a real American landscape, sort of sitting under a porch light, and I feel like a porch is a very American thing. I remember being in Ireland once and talking about sitting on a back porch, and somebody kind of shouted from the crowd, "We don't have porches here!" So I feel like that's why I chose this song, Porchlight. Where else can you sit on a porch?
I want to sit under the porch light and watch the yellow moon rise. And swing you like a circus show. Tame the tiger, swallow fire. Tiptoe across the tightrope wide. Out there, I inquire.
As the world kind of changes and as we have more access to all different kinds of music, there are so many common threads throughout these things, and just sort of the thread of the music of the mountains and blues music and jazz music, and, you know, there's so much American music. There's all these kind of great traditions. But I think that the common thread is that sort of the human experience of being a person. I don't know if that's distinctly American, but I think it's what draws people to listening to music in the first place, is that it's something that everybody can relate to when they hear words and melody and something that tugs at their heartstrings. It's sort of undeniable.
It's Irish-American folk singer Aoife O'Donovan with her quintessential American playlist. Her new album is called In the Magic Hour. You can find a link to it at our website, hereandnow.org, and check out all of our American music conversations with a variety of artists from all genres, like Michael Morgan of the Oakland Symphony, the rapper and producer known as Leaf, and singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash. They all answer the question, what does American music mean to you? And you can hear those conversations at hereandnow.org.